Oh, you gotta love Dr. Phil. Whenever there's a really hot case on Web Sleuths, we know Dr. Phil is going to do a show on it very soon, just like he did with the Turpin case, the California House of Horrors. Yesterday, Dr. Phil had on a CBS News reporter named David Begno, and he updated us with the latest in the Turpin case. The last item that David Begno talks about in this piece, to me, one of the most shocking.
David, can you bring us up to date? What's the latest?
The latest in the case as we know it is that the parents were reportedly thinking about moving to Oklahoma. And there are new allegations regarding the brother of David Turpin, who apparently called Child Protective Services in California and said, hey, I'm interested in adopting the kids. When CPS called him back, he didn't answer. He now has an attorney who's fielding his calls. This brother apparently runs a Christian college in the Midwest. Prosecutors and the police want to talk to the brother, not necessarily about whether he wants to adopt the kids, but whether or not he knew of the alleged abuse.
Well, I understand that when the children were rescued, they have not asked about their parents at all. Is that your understanding?
That is correct. Our source within, very close to the investigation, has told us the kids were pale, skittish, scared, didn't really make eye contact when they first got to the Child Protective Services office, and never asked to see their parents. Now, you have to remember, the kids were split up. So the adults went to one hospital, the younger kids went to another hospital. And in fact, we're told that very soon, within the next few days, the kids are going to be sent to live in foster care. And what the CPS officials have done is actually go to a judge and get an order that basically gives them custody over the adults. And that's because officials say that the adults have the mentality of children and really aren't able to care for themselves. So the adult children are going to go to one home, and the minor children will actually be split. Half will go to one home, the other half will go to another.
David, there's been some talk about dressing all the children alike had a particular purpose or a strategy behind it. Do you know about that, and what was that strategy?
So there's a relative who claims that Louise ended up telling people that she would dress the kids alike because she was trying to get them ready for a reality show. Other than that, we've not heard.
Do you get the sense, or have you had any intelligence at all about whether the parents get the gravity of what they're charged with here?
The sheriff's officials say when they went to the door, went in, there was at least one child who was actually chained when they entered the house. And that in the course of interviewing the parents, Louise was just, she didn't understand. She didn't get why they were asking her about the condition of her kids.
Really? Really? Come on. This is going to be so maddening as we find out details like David Begno just reported. She didn't get why they were asking about her kids sitting in their own excrement. I mean, everybody does that, right? Anyway. Thank you, Dr. Phil, for the great show yesterday. You all keep posting on Web Sleuths, and we'll talk to you again real soon. Tricia Griffith saying, take care, so long.